Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. This series of training DVDs and downloadable high-definition videos covers topics such as building sites using CCK and Views, basic and advanced theming, and administering and site building with Drupal. Each densely packed video is a workshop in a box. Learn Drupal from the experts at Lullabot. For more information about each of these videos, visit store.lullabot.com.
My name is Jen Lampton. I work at Chapter 3 in San Francisco, and I was describing how to set up a WYSIWYG editor using the WYSIWYG API and CCK fields with inline image placement using modules for file field that do inserting images, image cache presets, and resizing on the fly.
And so was this sort of a walkthrough of the configuration, or what sort of like gotchas or things were you sort of talking about along the way?
It was a basic walkthrough of how to configure a WYSIWYG editor with the kind of easiest setup and which TinyMC plugins I liked the most. And then there was also a couple of other modules that I think helped make the end workflow much easier to use.
And so within the WYSIWYG API, you have sort of a checklist of all the different buttons that you have available. What buttons do you like? What kind of plugins do you like to include within that list?
Well, the obvious ones like bold and links. And then there's a couple of other ones. Like I really like the font styles plugin that allows you to add CSS classes to spans within your inline text. And then you can do things with that, like positioning images left and right, which is really handy. And then there's also the Safari compatibility plugin that I like to mention to people. They need that for WYSIWYG to work on older versions of Safari. And then there's a couple of other ones that are particularly useful. The Microsoft Word paste from Word feature lets you copy and paste from Microsoft Word, and it strips out all of the tags it doesn't understand and converts the ones it does, which is also really handy.
Now, WYSIWYG is something that's kind of frustrating to get up and running and working and debug. And so what's sort of like the most common things that you find that you are telling people or are doing even yourself when you're setting it up?
Well, the image placement is obviously the worst thing to have to deal with WYSIWYG, because there is no perfect solution. That's kind of the whole purpose of my talk, was to suggest an alternate solution that isn't WYSIWYG based but that works with WYSIWYG editors. Other things that are complicated is dealing with input formats, and there's a module, the Better Formats module, that lets you specify default formats for specific user roles and also lets you remove that field set from the page entirely, which is also really helpful.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing about Drupal 6 is that you get kind of a default input format. So this is a way to kind of, like in the way it is in Drupal 7, I guess, is to kind of separate it per role and have a default format. So that's basically what it is.
Right. So the Better Formats module, I think, is a backport to 6 from what they're trying to do in 7, and it allows for that same functionality.
And so I guess with the WYSIWYG API, you have the option to kind of choose different WYSIWYG editors per input format. Do you ever use sort of a mix and mash of different WYSIWYG editors, or which ones do you tend to always use?
I usually use TinyMC because it has so much plugin support, and you can have any number of WYSIWYG editors installed on your site at any time. But usually what I do is use one WYSIWYG editor with multiple profiles per role. So you can have an admin that has a ton of functionality and an editor that has much less, but I still use TinyMC for both those profiles. I just configure different buttons or different plugins for each role.
And what is the workaround that you mentioned earlier, the file, is it file field insert, or what is it that you're using to actually get the images within the WYSIWYG area?
So there's a combination of three modules that I really like. The first one is file field insert, which allows you to insert any file field into the body area. The second one is file field sources that lets you choose alternate sources for images other than uploading. Like you can reference something on Flickr or anything anywhere on the web. You can choose from pre-existing files on your server in the files table. And you can also, if you have the IMCE module, you can browse existing files using the IMCE file browser, which is handy. And then there's another module called image resize filter, which lets you drag and drop and resize images in place. I just found out another module today called image field crop that also lets you crop when you're uploading, and I'm planning on mentioning that one the next time I do this presentation.
And so with the input format, it's basically a collection of filters and the order of filters. So do you then go in and add more modules that are adding more filters, or do you create your own sort of custom filters that are in each sort of your recipe of WYSIWYG?
I add one filter, which is the image resize filter, and beyond that, all of the ones that come with Drupal are sufficient.
I see. So, but I guess the tricky thing is that you have to kind of get them in the right order, too.
You have to get them in the right order, and you have to make sure that all of the HTML tags that you're allowing people to use in the WYSIWYG editor are allowed tags for your input format, and that's the most important trick there.
And is there any other sort of like tips or tricks that you have when people are sort of going about and trying to kind of set it up and debug it?
Well, the best rule is to keep it simple and don't give people too much control. The more control you give them, the more of a mess can be made. So it's best to make sure that you kind of control the expectations of your clients and make sure that you set up the minimum amount of what will make them happy. And that if you keep it simple, then it'll be straightforward to set up and get going.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
You're welcome.